Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. I have 9:02 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487316 through 487414, warrants number 8813 and 8814. Four journal entries were transfers and void checks 487412 and 487413.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We do have a correction that needs to be made. Commissioner Keyes made a mistake in the approval of the previous meeting minutes from last time. It should say April 7th instead of 17th on there. So we will need those minutes amended to reflect the accurate date.
So just make that
correction.
Correction. Move to approve regular session minutes for April 13th with corrections.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
April 7th, correct.
All right, that'll get us down to our planning and zoning rezones this morning. I will turn it over to this time to Planning and Zoning Administrator, Mr. Cody Stice.
All right, I want to welcome everybody to the County Commission rezone hearing for April 21st, 2026. This meeting follows the Taney County zoning regulations requiring a public hearing for each zoning change application submitted to the planning staff. Going to give you a little lowdown layout of how this works. As part of this hearing, the following items are entered into official record. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, a staff report for each case. Exhibit C, a staff file including all supporting documents for these cases. Exhibit D, audio file recordings of this hearing. Now I'm going to give you the hearing process. The planning staff will present the staff report for each case, followed by any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to share your thoughts, please complete a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. When called, state your name before making your comments. Please address all comments and questions to the County Commission. Public comments will be closed upon all speakers. When all speakers have been heard, the County Commission will then consider the application for a vote. When your case is heard, you guys can leave. You don't have to stick around. It's up to you guys. All right. With that, we have four hearings today that we're looking at. All right. Let me get this down. Okay, so our first one. 03-17-2026-01. On March 9, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission did not recommend approving the amendment to the zoning district map M15 Oliver Township to rezone one parcel from R1 single family residential district to R3 multifamily residential district requested by JK Hotel Properties. Parcel number 18-7.0-35-004-031-001.000. Property is located at 727 Clevenger Cove, Hollister, Missouri. All right, with that, I'm going to start a little presentation to give you guys an idea of where we're at. Okay, so this project, once again, R1 to R3. So here's P Highway, going down front of like Big Bear, Clevenger Cove, and then as you turn on that 90 down there, the property is there on your left. Gives you a little closer view of where it's at. Here's the property again. I kicked on some lot lines and some platting. You can see this has been platted before. It's got 13 lots in it presently. There it is again. On this layer, I kicked on the zoning, so you can see it's R1, once again, the lots. Everything in the striped here is core. A little close-up of the property. Most likely the access will be through, I think that's Metcalf. Can't really read it there, but through the northern access point. We can ask the applicant that. This is their drawing of what they're looking at. As you can see, they're requesting 10 structures out of the 13 lots. And with that, I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Nick.
Okay. At this time, I would ask if the applicant would please step forward or a representative for the applicant.
Good morning, Commission. My name is Carl Finkenbinder. For the applicant, my address is 800 State Highway 248, Suite 4A, Branson, Missouri. As Cody mentioned, this application is from R1 to R3. The part of you saw the overall site plan. I'll start with the intent, what our goal here is, and then explain why we end up in this process. So the overall intent here is to build 10 units that are full-time or part-time ownership, but they are not nightly rental. So the idea will be is that we'll sell these units. It has some red dock zoning. That has we've got approval from the Corps for a 10 dock slip. So the idea would be is that we'll sell a home with a slip. So the end user will either live here full time, or it would be their vacation home residence, but not open to nightly rental, and not something they could do either in any time short term guest stay. The reason why we ended up here is, as you guys are probably familiar at least a little bit of what our company has done in the past in terms of kind of how we've done these. And we've traditionally set it up as a condominium, even though they're freestanding structures. We set it up as a condominium so that there's a owner's association that maintains the grounds and all that kind of stuff. And it gives us some flexibility in terms of setbacks, internal setbacks with the units. And so part of that process, when I initially talked to Cody, it was P&Z's recommendation, the staff's recommendation, that we mend it from R1 to R3, which would allow for the additional density. As you saw in the original plat, there are 13 lots, and we're only building 10 units, but I need to redo those lot lines in order to get the 10 units as laid out. If you look at this map, just briefly, keep it on this one, Cody, you'll see that what I'm proposing is no more different, even though it is R3 and the surrounding area is R1. I think there was M1 nearby, so some manufacturing. That the neighboring properties are R1, and this is R3. However, if you look at my proposed end use, it's exactly the same, if not less dense than some of the properties nearby. So what I'm proposing for this property under this proposal is no different than any of the surrounding areas. And you're going to hear some objections here today from people who own homes in the adjoining community, and I understand their objections. However, what we're doing is no different than what they currently occupy or live in or own in terms of how it's used and its density. What's different, and if the question comes up, well, why do you need R3? And the reason is because the zoning code, as you guys know, changed a while back. And so R1, when the zoning code changed in R1, it basically created a situation where all lots had to be 8,000 square feet lots. And so you had 80 by 100 lots. And so it became more restrictive. And so it required any slightly higher density to go into an R3 zone. And so that is why we're trying to do it the right way and come through planning and zoning and get R3 zoning. But that's it. There have been some, some fears that we'd build stacked units and go vertical and do all that kind of stuff. And I can assure the commission that's not the objective here. It's to build just 10 homes, freestanding homes. They could be at most two-story. An upstairs is basically a main level and an upstairs, and that would be it. And so that's the objective, and that's why the applicant is here for the rezone.
Good. Any questions for the applicant at this time?
Not this time.
Okay. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you.
All right, this time we'll start with our public hearing as far as any public input. Is there anybody that wishes to speak in favor of the project here this morning that would like to come forward? Okay. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to the project? Okay. If you have signed up, please follow the directions presented by Cody. Please step forward in the order you guys can pick who comes first. State your name and your address, please.
My name is Dave McCorkendale, 135-36 Blush Avenue, Clevenger Cove Park, or CBMC, Clevenger Cove Branch Membership. We are a private organization. Building these houses, you know, I don't have a problem with him building houses and stuff, but there's an issue here with water. There's an issue here with roads, because these people, to get out of this area, they're going to have to come through our place. Our place is private. Our roads are private. And when the water gets over the road down there, there's going to be an issue there, too. So we're going to have a real mess as far as traffic goes, going in and out, especially if they're there permanently, and even part-time. I understand what's going on as far as that, but you got to understand that area is already densely populated with the rocky shores up at the top of the hill, the 5 acres, and all the people that's built in behind us. The traffic is going to be amazing. One way in, one way out. And when the water's up over the road, it's hard, there's no way in or out. So that's something that needs to be looked at in a situation. If you have a fire or you have any kind of problem and you can't get in there, it's going to be a real issue. And we've got a lot of people living in that area right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Next.
I'm third. My name's Stacy Witt, and I live at 1335 Clevenger Cove Road. And my issue with it is we live right before you go up to the Rocky Shores, and the infrastructure of those roads can't handle it. They're already collapsing, and when Road and Bridge came out with Rocky Shores, they widened in certain areas. But we are now having rock star tour buses that are Prevo buses, motocross buses that came through there over the weekend. And those tour buses are about almost as wide as the roads. And they weigh anywhere from 35,000 to 55,000 pounds. And where this new area is, where they're wanting to develop, there is a Big Bear Estates, I think it's called, and it's kind of at an angle when you go in there. I don't know how in the world all of these boats with dually trucks pulling boats, it's speeding, the infrastructure is not strong enough for all that they're wanting to, all the traffic that comes through there. I mean, it's a very serious concern, and that's my input.
Thank you. Ms. Witt.
Sorry.